Welcome to the Lore of the Films podcast. I am Ryan Fernand, your host, and tonight I will be talking about recent television finales, and those include the Justified season finale, which aired, about 2 weeks ago now, the Fringe finale, which aired 8 days ago, the 30 Rock finale, which aired last week, and the Community finale, which just aired on Thursday. So, since we led off with the Fringe theme, I guess we should start on the Fringe finale. And this recent recent season of Fringe has been a great one. By far, its best season. And they did this three-episode finale event, but only the last episode aired as the true finale. But the two episodes before that led to this finale. And pretty much what happened, spoiler alert if you have not seen it yet, is Peter ends up in the future, and then literally a bunch of crazy stuff happens. I still can't really fully comprehend what happened at the end. I do know that Peter disappeared, and as the observers noted, that nobody else, the Walters and the Olivias from both parallel universes did not notice he went missing, and that some sort of, because he changed the past, something bad happened, and that something bad happening was Peter disappearing. And yeah, it's not only confusing to explain, but it's also just very confusing to watch. And I really think that this three-episode finale event was the worst part of the season. I mean, it didn't, make the season any less good as it was. It's just that it was easily the worst part. All the other episodes of the season were just great. Whereas this one was really bogged down by dialogue and exposition, and it came after probably its best episode of the season, which was the LSD episode. But it was so bogged down. Poor John Noble had to. He was saying, I don't even want to count how many words he said, but he said so much. I just felt bad for him. Poor guy couldn't even act. And it just got way too bogged down. And the whole final episode took place in a future that we knew wasn't going to take place. And I personally thought that was just a waste of time. I mean, I did not care for the plot of the episode because there's no reason to care for it. We knew from the beginning this would not be the future. Somehow it was going to change. And it was just a very disappointing, I would say, episode of Fringe. But the ending was crazy enough that I will definitely be back for next season. Whether they can pull off this whole time travel, because they're really getting into time travel now, whether they can pull this off completely, that's anybody's guess. But that's all I have to say about the Fringe finale. It was crazy, it was a little bit disappointing, but nonetheless, the third season of Fringe was a great one. On to Justified now, I guess. And that finale aired 2 weeks ago, and it was a stunning finale. Definitely its best episode of the season. It really tied a perfect knot onto the whole Bennett clan versus the Crowders versus, what the heck is Raylan's last? Givens, Raylan. It tied a perfect knot to the Bennett's, Crowder, Givens kind of feud. The Givens and the Givens and the Crowders versus the Bennett's feud. Tied a perfect knot to that. Margot Martindale, Caitlin Dever both had amazing performances. That, spoiler alert, that scene between Caitlin Dever and Margot Martindale, where Caitlin Dever has the gun on her and is contemplating whether to shoot her or not, that was probably the best acted scene of television this year. It was just phenomenal. Although a close second, the scene was actually part of the three-part Fringe finale, in the second part, was John Noble has a scene with God that's also a acting tour de force. Back to Justified, though, and this season finale was called Bloody Harlan. It was just filled with great, tense drama. You really never knew when somebody was going to get shot or somebody was going to get poisoned. I mean, this show just makes such great use of tension, because you really never know when somebody's going to pull out a gun, or you really never know if any of the drinks Mags Bennett gives out are poisoned. And it's just so phenomenal. And what else is there to say about this? That last scene is one for the record books, if you've seen it. It takes place between Margot Martindale and Timothy Olyphant, and it was just phenomenal. The only complaint I have, this is more a complaint against Justified, actually, is that Justified really is becoming kind of like Batman, where the gallery of rogues are so interesting that the main character, the hero, gets overshadowed in acting. Timothy Olyphant's, you know, pretty good, but compared to Margot Martindale and Walton Goggins, the two villains of the first two seasons, he doesn't look that good, but he is when he's given his chance to shine. But the villains of the series are just so well cast and so well acted, and Mags Bennett will definitely be one of the great characters of television. So now on to 30 Rock, which finished up definitely a comeback season is what I would call it. I'm of the opinion that season 3 was bad, even though that won an Emmy for Best Comedy Series. I thought it was its worst season yet. And then I thought season 4 kind of made a semi-comeback, but it wasn't great or anything. This season actually had a bunch of great moments. This is season 5 now, I think, yeah. Actually had some great moments. You know, what's her name? They had a bunch of good guest appearances. You know, John Slattery and, what's her name from Kick-Ass? Chloe Grace Moretz, that's it. She was in an episode, and that episode was pretty good. However, towards the end, it kind of fell apart, the season. They did a crazy arc with Elizabeth Banks, who's also another stellar guest star on the series. But they had a plot with her, because they couldn't keep Elizabeth Banks forever. So they had to find some way to get rid of her. And, of course, they choose the craziest way to get rid of her, which was by having her taken by North Korea and brainwashed, and you never see her again. And so the finale is pretty much Alec Baldwin coming to terms with what happens. And of course he has a crazy relationship with Kenneth, and it just got a little too ridiculous. Jack McBryer as Kenneth was it was so over the top that it was just annoying to watch. It really was. And even Alec Baldwin couldn't save himself. I mean, I could watch Alec Baldwin do almost anything, like the stupidest thing possible. But what happened in this episode was way too much. And it was just, the last few episodes were just way too crazy, way too insane. There was just no character moments in these episodes. And that's, despite the craziness of the series, it's still the character moments that bring you in and make it so good that they have these character moments in the middle of this craziness. They didn't in these last three episodes, or last two episodes, and definitely not in the finale. I mean, even Alec Baldwin, who has the most human-like moments, despite how crazy he is, he didn't even have any. So that's another disappointment with a season finale. So that's Fringe and 30 Rock were both disappointing. Justified finale was, of course, a big win. So that leaves us with the most recent one, Community, which did a two-parter over 2 weeks, and it was a sequel to their best episode ever by far, Modern Warfare, where there's a paintball war for the right to first registration for classes. That was the first season. This season, they had a sequel to that where they are having a paintball war for $100,000 to the last one standing, but there's a twist. And they had a great guest star for the first part with Josh Holloway. He didn't do much, but he was perfectly casted as the Black Rider, I think they called him, right? Black Rider. where he was just supposed to show how cool he was, and he pulled all the coolness off. But in both episodes, great homages to Sergio Leone Western movies, the Sergio Leone Clint Eastwood Western movies, and to Star Wars in the second one. Both well done. The first part of the finale was better. That was the Sergio Leone homage. And even with the credits, opening credits, they really got the whole thing down to a T. The opening credits were really a huge send-off to the good, the bad, the ugly opening credits. You also, of course, had your mandatory Mexican standoff, which was perfectly done. And what I really have to admire, even though the second episode wasn't as good, most of what I'm about to say happened in the second episode, was they really justified this whole Pierce as a villain arc that's been going on this season, which has been the major complaint by many, is that they're really character assassinating Pierce, played by Chevy Chase, just to have, you know, a great storyline. However, with these two episodes, they completely justified it and showed why he was being a villain and that he really did have a right to be a villain, and then turned him into a complete good guy by the end. And they left it off with a great cliffhanger involving the study group and Pierce. Whereas last season they got that ridiculous love triangle, and they had to spend the first episode of the season dealing with that, which was kind of a waste. This season they set the next season up perfectly with Pierce kind of leaving the study group. But the Community finale was a definite win. The technical aspects of these two episodes were amazing. They had, like, perfect cinematography that perfectly captured, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the Star Wars in the two episodes. Crazy editing, flashing between, you know, two different war fronts, or having the character title introductions quickly. It was just so well done. And the score, too, just perfectly made fun of John Williams and Morricone, but it was just so well done. Anyways, that should about wrap it up, as those were the four big finales that have come out so far that I personally watch. There's still a lot more. There's Chuck this week. What else is there? Hawaii Five-O. There's a few more. Oh, The Office, Parks and Rec. And we'll probably cover those on a later podcast. But for now, that is it. This is the Lord of the Films podcast. I am Ryan Fernand. And come back next week at somewhere between 10 and 11 p.m. on Saturday, May 21st, where I will do a review of the TV Upfront, which is where all the networks decide which shows to bring back and decide, well, what times they're going to air those shows, what new shows they picked up. Most of the pickups have already happened, but the schedules have not been released. So I decided not to do that this week, and we'll just wait until next week. But until then, I'm out. See you guys later. Okay. On this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, lonesome. I'm fighting for my soul. God, get at your boy. You try to poke off. On this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off folks. I see them long, hard times to come. My life is ill, son, prepared to kill, son. A paradox of pain, baby, it's real, son. Lonely traveler, ain't trying to bow to you, but if you're feeling tough, dog, I welcome all challenges. Ain't got no family, you see this one to me. Might lose your pulse, standing 2 feet in front of me. I'm pissed at the world, but I ain't looking for trouble. I might crack a grin, I ain't looking to hug you. Think about it, nobody wants to die. There's rule to this game, son, I'm justified. I'm ready to go, partner, hey, I'm on the run. The devil's hugging on my boots, that's why I own the gun. This journey's too long, I'm looking for some answers. So much time stressing, I forget the questions. I fear no man, you don't want no problems, B. Eyes in the back of my head, you better not follow me. On this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, lonesome son. I'm fighting for my soul, God, get at your boy. You try to poke off, fall back, I go hard. On
this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off folks.
I see them long, hard times to come.
Yo, you probably think I'm crazy or got some loose screws, but that's alright though. I'ma do me, you do you. So how you judging me? I'm just trying to survive, and if the time comes, I ain't trying to die. I'm just trying to fly and get a little love, find me a down piece and get a little hug. Hook the car up, hit the bar up, clean the scars up. Hey yo, the stars up. Hey, this is the life of an outlaw. We ain't promised tomorrow. I'm living now, dog. I'm walking through life, but yo, my feet hurt. All my blessings are fair. Man, I rest when I'm dead. Look through my eyes and see the real world. Take a walk with me, have a talk with me. Where we end up, God only knows. Strap your boots on tight, you might be aight. On this lonely road, trying to make it home. Doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, lonesome. I'm fighting for my soul.